And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to you right around the country. It is Ed Phillips here joining you for your hour of health and wellness, and indeed beaming to you from all portals of Australia. I'm in our 5AA studios in Adelaide. We welcome Gerald Quigley in Melbourne's 3AW studios, our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist. Hello, GQ.
Hello, Ed, and good morning. And are you in the city or are you in the Barossa? Come on, own up.
I could see the Barossa from here, but I am in the sunny studios in Adelaide CBD. Sally Obermeter from Sydney studios at 2GB. Hi, Sal.
Hello. Happy Sunday, everybody.
And beaming across into Brisbane's 4BC and 6PR in Perth as well. I must say it's about 0 degrees in Adelaide this morning. Mm. And all credit to them. They've got those little electric scooters that you can just hire. Mm-hmm. You get the app and zoom around. So I did a little zoom around yesterday, and I did it this morning in the 0 degrees. So I'm feeling, I can't feel my face yet,
or your
but
toes.
I feel alive and awake.
Wow.
Goodness me.
I bet you scattered people on the footpath, Ed.
Well, it was hard to do it whilst holding my coffee, but I made it all work somehow.
Good work. Well done. You can do it.
One-handed scooter riding. It's all part of getting well and staying well, trying to live well and look fabulous. And we have the one number, no matter where you're listening to us from around the country, 131-873. We'd love to hear from you over the next 60 minutes or so. Our experts are here. We're going to focus on turmeric. We've mentioned its wonderful properties and abilities to help with pain and anti-inflammatory symptoms as well. That's our focus in the A to Z of vitamins today.
Yes, it is, Ed and Sally, but we're going to talk about its effects on tummies and how effective it is in settling many, many tummy-related issues. So maybe Sal can pull one of her special turmeric recipes out to support that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Also, going to focus on bowel cancer today. Associate Professor Graham Newstead will join us a little bit later on. He's the head of the colorectal unit at the Prince of Wales Hospital. This was once considered, I guess, an older person's disease, in bowel cancer, but it's on the rise in our under-50s, Gerald.
Yes, frightening, isn't it? And we can arrest that trend, Ed, by simply checking the very, very, very easy-to-use bowel cancer kit that comes. So many people, and the percentage is getting less, thank goodness, but so many people are throwing those kits away when they come in the mail. And it's just, it's irresponsible, and it's putting you at risk if you have the remote chance of actually having bowel cancer.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I'm also going to find out a little bit more about aromatherapy today, how it works and how it can help benefit not only our skin but also our mood, indeed, our overall well-being. We all know the power of a lovely, nice little oil burner, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and that's Tegan from Bezistos. Now, Bezistos is a hugely popular and very traditional family-owned company that have been in the oil business for a long, long, long time. So that'll be a great chat later
on. I think that'd be great. There's a lot to be said around oils that, you know, for sleeping and for mood and calm. So that's always, I think, nice because it helps support all the other things that we're doing for our wellness.
No
Just
question.
Terrific.
Now, the wellness version of the House of Wellness is on Channel 7 a little bit later on. Joe Stanley will give us some of the highlights coming up on the show today. And, of course, all our callers going to air today, as usual, go in the draw to score a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. So give us a buzz. 131-873 will take your calls over the next 60 minutes or so. Now, guys, first up, I want to focus on this. Patients in the bush are paying up to 3 times more than city folks for what is life-saving medicines because of monopolistic rules backed by the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. Now, there's been a survey conducted by Chemist Warehouse. It found 2 in 3 people had driven to another town to get their scripts filled more cheaply. In fact, some families are forced to drive hundreds of kilometres to get their scripts filled at a discount chemist in order to save more than $1,000 a year on prescription medicines. To tell us a bit more, we're joined by Damien Gantz. He's the co-founder of Chemist Warehouse, and he's with us on the line. G'day, Damien.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What is forcing our friends in the bush to drive so far in order to save money on what is actually life-saving medication?
It's the difficulty in opening new pharmacies in regional and rural communities. So the easiest way to think about it is in about 1990, the pharmacies around the country were playing musical chairs, and then everyone sat down in 1990, and everyone's refused to get up ever since.
Oh, yes. Well, and Damien, so we've essentially, we're denying perhaps an Australian consumer, particularly a patient, someone who's unwell, we're denying them the opportunity of getting the best value they possibly can. And how long do you expect this to continue? I mean, it just seems a bit of a monopoly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an archaic piece of legislation which basically says where you were 30-odd years ago, as in the pharmacy business, it has to stay there. You can't open a new pharmacy business to compete with those who sat down in their musical chairs in 1990. Mm-hmm. And the only way to open a new pharmacy in a town is to, in essence, acquire an existing pharmacy. The problem is, in many of these regional and rural communities, all the pharmacies there are owned and operated by the same pharmacist. So no one would ever sell a pharmacy that they own in a regional and rural community to a chemist warehouse who would come and compete with their other interests in that town. So what it means for the consumer is that they're forced to, in essence, deal almost exclusively with a single pharmacist, and there's no competition for the consumer. There's no competition by way of price, no competition by way of new and innovative product, and certainly no innovation in that community about how to retail pharmacy goods. So Chemist Warehouse and other discounters are basically forever prohibited from opening in these towns, and these communities suffer.
Yeah, they definitely are suffering. There's certainly, what it also does is it doesn't help these towns get well. You know, that's a big thing. These rules, they're essentially, I guess, protecting who? Just the original people who first had these pharmacies?
Yeah, so there's a very powerful union of sorts in Australia. They're probably arguably the most powerful political lobbyists in the country, and they're a bunch of political lobbyists most of us outside of the pharmacy community would never have heard of, and that's the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, and they possess incredible political clout. I think at one speech, John Howard said, never upset pensioners and certainly don't upset pharmacists. So because they have these incumbent rules which protect them and their pharmacies from, in essence, any external competition, they defend those rules to the death, basically, and those rules not only stop competition, but by the same, by natural extension, what they do in keeping prices up is they can result in poorer health outcomes to people in regional and rural communities. Because one thing
Damien,
Gerald knows all about it is that...
Damien, how do they keep the prices up? How do they, you know, what happens? What's the rationale there that we hear this thing of a co-payment we hear that there's a dollar discount available, but what does all that mean?
Okay, so the Australian prescription market is dominated by two types of prescriptions. One are government-funded under the PBS and the other are private. And Chemist Warehouse has always and continues to discount those private scripts by 50% or more. But there's also what's called government-subsidised or PBS drugs. And you historically were never allowed to discount those drugs at all, and you had to pass on what the government set price to the patient. Mm-hmm. But about 3 years ago or so, the government said, well, you know what, we'll make it possible for pharmacies, if they choose, to discount those co-payments by a dollar. And the dollar is a significant amount. If you're spending $6, and you get a dollar discount, that's a 15-odd% discount, which is substantial. But what's happened is the only pharmacies in Australia that actually are passing this through to every consumer on every transaction, every day, is Chemist Warehouse. And the rest of these other pharmacies around the country have decided to keep that dollar discount as additional profit for them to earn.
Wow. And every now and again, I hear from people, oh, look, I don't mind paying the extra dollar because it gets me to the concessional part of the whole system where I can get prescriptions free to the end of the year. But is that a realistic expectation? Wouldn't a saving of a dollar each time be better for the patient?
Yeah, and the most nonsensical economic argument that I've ever heard Before I was a pharmacist, I was an actuary. Mm-hmm. And the safety net says the following, that if you spend a certain amount of money in a year, subsequent to that, you will receive your scripts, let's call it, for free. Mm-hmm. So if you take 6 months to achieve the safety net by not having the dollar discount, or eight months to achieve the safety net,
yep,
you still spent the same amount of time, mm-hmm, and economically spending that money slowly over more time is actually to your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So the argument holds no economic or even logical merit.
Mm. Yeah. But in spite of that, people are being told, in fact, something that's a little bit misleading.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, finally, Damien, where to? Where to from here, Damien? How do we change this in the foreseeable future?
I think the biggest issue we have is the one that the guild is so powerful that we don't hear of this issue. And I think from a Chemist Warehouse perspective, we're just trying to let consumers know that these archaic rules where everyone sat down in their musical chairs game in 1990 and decided no one else would ever be allowed to play because they were happy with the game as it stood,
mm-hmm,
need to change because they're not in the interest of the Australian consumer. And all Chemist Warehouse does is, you know, we're looking to ensure that every Australian can purchase their medication at the best possible price, and these rules are stopping us from doing that.
Wow. All righty. We shall watch this space with great interest, and we know our first port of call, don't we? Chemist Warehouse is the place to go for the consistently best value medications and all your other needs as well. Damien, nice to chat to you this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Appreciate your time today.
Cheers. Have a great Sunday too.
Thanks so much.
You.
Thanks. Damien Gantz there, co-founder of Chemist Warehouse and an actuary before he was a pharmacist. I must look him up for some help with my son's grade 6 maths because it's just baffling to me, and I'd go to a very smart mathematician in that case. All right, guys, we'll take a little break. We're going to come back with some more of your calls. 131873 is our number, right around the country from wherever you're joining us here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Want to win a trip to Paris? Simply purchase any two L'Oreal Paris products from Chemist Warehouse and enter online.
Well, we love a healthy superhero here on the House of Wellness. BioGland Bone Broth makes caring for skin as easy as making a cup of tea. BioGland Bone Broth helps maximise collagen intake and boost the collagen goodness in the body. Will you be a superhero and get a BioGland Bone Broth from Chemist Warehouse? It's just $17.49. With 1.3 grams of collagen per serve, it's as easy as making a cup of tea. BioGland are, of course, proud sponsors of Nutritious to Delicious as well. You can find their fantastic recipes under the Eat tab of our website, houseofwellness.com.au. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Thanks so much for joining us this Sunday morning. As always, our number is 131873 right around the country. Our experts are standing by. And Joy, we're coming to you in Elsternwick this morning in Melbourne. Hello.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, team. Good morning,
how can
everyone.
We help? How can we help, Joy?
Gerald, I'd love your comments on this.
Mm-hmm.
On, I think it was Thursday or Friday morning on TV, morning TV, a doctor very clearly stated that no evidence is forthcoming that things like krill oil, fish oil, chondroitin have any effect on arthritis. Your comments, please.
I don't have many comments, Joy, because I'm absolutely speechless that any intelligent person could possibly accept that, because he or she could find evidence of support by merely plugging into an internet connection. Omega-3s are immensely anti-inflammatory. The world exists on a balance between pro-inflammatory essential fatty acids and anti-inflammatory or modulating or balancing essential fatty acids, and that's what omega-3 does. I've been doing a lot of speaking this... Sorry, Joy. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Gerald. I was absolutely speechless because I thought all you people with, you know, heading off to Chemist Warehouse to get your fish oil, krill oil, and et cetera, you know, she said it's expensive and it's a waste of time.
Oh, dear.
And also, she stated that there's only very slight, what's the word I'm looking for?
Evidence. Evidence is the word they peddle out all the time, Joy. Look, there's the thing to remember, Joy, is there's confusion in the labelling of fish oil. The capsules say 1,000 milligram, but the active ingredients, and they are listed on the side, have got long names abbreviated to DHA and EPA. You've got to add those two figures together and take as many capsules of that total to get you to 1,000 milligram of the essential fatty acids, and you take that twice a day. Now, it will do things. It will reduce cardiovascular risk. It helps you think. There's evidence to show that if you're on antidepressants and anxiety medications, adding fish oil as an essential fatty acid helps you get better results. It helps skin moisture, and the list goes on and on and on, and oh boy.
Compelling Joy, arguments there.
I think so. Thank you for the call, Joy. I hope we put things right.
Yeah, good that you put that in the spotlight, Joy, and shot down beautifully by Mr. Gerald Quigley. We've also chatted about the anti-inflammatory qualities of turmeric before, too. You want to have a look at that today in our A to Z of vitamins.
Well,
so gut relief is another way it can turn its powers.
Yeah, sure. And let's just briefly touch on that, Ed. What does turmeric do for the gut? Well, it, first of all, it helps you digest protein. It helps overall digestion. It improves your gut flora, so your intestinal flora, your microbiome. It actually gives energy to your digestive system. So it actually... It helps the whole process of digestion. Now, if you add turmeric and balance that with things like ginger and peppermint and sometimes some black pepper and sometimes some chamomile, now there is the perfect combination that you can often get in capsule form that you can take just once a day. This makes an enormous difference to your overall digestive issue. And Sal, as well, so often we talk, it doesn't matter what you eat, it's how efficiently you get the benefits of every single thing you eat.
Absolutely, absolutely. And turmeric is one of those things where you can add it to your diet. Obviously, we use it a lot in curries and things like that, but you don't tend to use a lot of it because it's so potent. If you're making, you know, a massive curry and you're doing one teaspoon, well, that's not going to be enough for you to see a huge benefit. So you should always get, as you suggest, GQ, go into your Chemist Warehouse and get the capsules of what you need. But having it in your diet is a bit of a bonus. So, excuse me.
It is a bonus, and again, all the little bits of bonuses add up to a big bonus at the end of the day.
They definitely do. There's on the you'll find on the Chemist Warehouse website, you'll see there's a curry recipe which uses a bit of turmeric. And in winter now, as we head in, I don't mind a bit of oats with some turmeric is quite nice, and a little bit of cinnamon. You can just do that. That's lovely with a little bit of coconut oil. If you put those sort of three things together and then sweeten it with either honey or maple syrup, it's really nice. It's really warming, and as you say, good for the gut, and a beautiful winter breakfast.
There you go, Ed. That's how you should start your day, Ed.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh, it sounds absolutely delicious. And those recipes on our Eat tab, rather, at the page of houseofwellness.com.au. All right, let's take a little break. The A to Z of vitamins, by the way, brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement, now available in Australia. Our number is 131873. We'll get to more of your calls in just a second. Next up, special guest in Associate Professor Graham Newstead, who's going to join us. He's the head of the colorectal unit at Prince of Wales Private Hospital. Our next guest here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Want to win a trip to Paris? Simply purchase any two L'Oreal Paris products from Chemist Warehouse and enter online.
Look, we love a healthy superhero here on the House of Wellness, and BioGlan Bone Broth makes caring for skin as easy as making a cup of tea. BioGlan Bone Broth helps maximise collagen intake and boost the collagen goodness in our bodies. Will you be a hero and get BioGlan Bone Broth from Chemist Warehouse? It's just $17.49. With 1.3 grams of collagen per serve, it is as easy as making a cup of tea. BioGlan are, of course, proud sponsors of Nutritious to Delicious, and you can find their fantastic recipes under our Eat tab of our House of Wellness website. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nice to have your company this Sunday morning. It's Ed Phillips here, joined as always by Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermaiden. Guys, I want to turn our attention now to what is Australia's second biggest cancer killer after lung cancer. We're talking bowel cancer, and it takes more than 100 Australian lives every week. It's a frightening statistic. It's long been linked, of course, to older people. There's a new study out that's shown a significant rise in the number of Aussies under 50 diagnosed with the disease. Now, this research has prompted calls for a change in the screening guidelines. And to tell us a bit more, we're joined by Associate Professor Graham Newstead, who's the head of the colorectal unit at the Prince of Wales Hospital. Good morning, Doc.
And good morning, Ed. How are you?
Nice to have you with us, my friend. What is causing the rise in our younger population being diagnosed? And we're talking, I guess, in the range of 25 years plus now, aren't we?
We are. The majority of the younger age group are in the 40 to 49, because historically we've said it was a disease of people over 50, and the average age of diagnosis is 69. But yes, amongst younger people aged 25 to 29, it is the deadliest cancer. So for the cancers that occur, it is the most frequent cause of death. So it's pretty bad. The answer to your question, and that is what's causing it, is we don't know. If we knew, we would have stopped it. There is some evidence, however, that it's the foods we eat and what we put into our mouths. The other factor that's relevant to a lot of diseases, such as cancer, is, of course, sedentary lifestyle, obesity, diabetes. These are known to be factors which may increase the rate. But the thing that is known is that our food intake has changed over the years. We eat preservatives, we have packaged food, we have processed food, and the manner in which it's produced is different. And although we don't have the exact science to name a particular product or products, although there are a few that have been assessed as likely causes, it seems that that will be the cause. Now, this may be making a genetic change to us as the cells divide in our bowel, because I'm not sure if everybody realises that the bowel motion we produce, of course, consists of waste product. It also has a bacteria in it, and then it has whatever it is that's producing the abnormality in the lining of our bowel. Mm-hmm. And we know that the lining of our bowel changes continuously, and a lot of the weight of our bowel motion are dead cells. And when the new cells are produced, if they're not getting the right factors affecting them in their birth, if you like, their division, then they may be abnormal, and then we produce polyps. And it's the polyps which can turn then into bowel cancer in some people.
Wow. Do you think, Professor, that we need to lower the age for the bowel screening?
My personal answer is absolutely. Mm. My scientific and bureaucratic answer is almost certainly. Mm. And by that I mean we do need to talk to government, and Bowel Cancer Australia and others are talking to government to have this done, because the American Cancer Society has now recommended, because they're getting the same figures in the United States, that the absolute beginning of screening go down from 50 to 45. Yeah. And I'm not sure if you're all aware that the fecal occult blood test, or fecal immunological test, the more modern version, FIT, which is a simple test strip that's sent out by our federal government every 5 years, is going to be every 2 years from 2020, next year, which is wonderful because it'll pick up the bleeding earlier. And it's the problem is, though, that only 40% of Australians return them. And the other 60% throw them in the bin. Oh. And we're assuming this is because of the yuck factor in relation to bowels. There isn't a girl that doesn't know that a pink ribbon is relevant to breast cancer and you've got to be screened. And indeed, most of the guys are getting on to the prostate now, although not as good with the men because they're always reticent. But in bowel, it's a total of only 42% that are returning the kits. Now, if we can get 100% of people to do this really simple test, and it's not yucky, it's a paintbrush in the toilet water, paint the water onto a test strip, a blotting paper strip, put it in an envelope, do that for 2 days, and post it. It's as easy as that. And if you get a positive, it may be that the bleeding is from hemorrhoids. We've all got hemorrhoids, even though people think when they're getting symptoms from them that they get them. We've all got them. They're normal anatomy. When they get big enough to bleed or cause trouble, then that may be the cause of the positive. But if it is due to a big polyp or an early cancer, then it's a no-brainer. You have the colonoscopy. And if you've got the big polyp or the early cancer, you remove the polyp. That's a cure, or a prevention, in fact. And if you've got an early cancer, 98% of early cancers are curable by surgical removal.
98%.
Why would you die from it?
Yeah.
Okay. So are there more treatments we're seeing, latest innovations as well in the treatment of it? I mean, that survival rate, as you say, is quite spectacular.
the survival rate is really good if they're small, because once it's a very straightforward cancer in terms of slow growth, number one. And number two, it starts in the lining of the bowel, and then it grows through the muscle of the wall of the bowel, and then it grows beyond that to the lymph glands. So we want to get it in its early stage, and if we do that, then we cure it. Now, the other thing is that if you get a positive result on your colonoscopy, it then behoves us to have our colonoscopy as quickly as possible. And there is good evidence to say that if you don't get your colonoscopy in about 30 days and a maximum of 120 days, your staging of your cancer, should it be due to a cancer, becomes worse, and therefore the cure rate drops. So we need to have timely colonoscopies. And here we have a dichotomy between the federal government sending out the test kits, but the state governments are responsible for providing enough colonoscopic services to give us a timely investigation. So it's also an important message. But young people, which you're discussing particularly with me, young people should, A, know their family history, because there's a greater risk if dad or cousin or grandpa had a bowel cancer, particularly first-degree relatives. They should know their family history. And secondly, young people, if they bleed, should not be passed off as just hemorrhoids or something minor. Just because you're young doesn't mean it might not be a cancer. Therefore, GPs need to ensure they're carefully assessed.
Yeah, never Alrighty. Assume.
Okay, great for better for the knowledge there, and having you being so proactive there, Associate Professor. Get your kit, do your test, and I'm talking to the 58% of us who don't return those.
Absolutely.
Get them back in. Appreciate your time this morning. It's always great to chat.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Nice Bye-bye. To speak with the Associate Professor Graham Newstead there, who's the head of the colorectal unit at the Prince of Wales Hospital. All right, let's get to more of your calls. 131873. We have Mary standing by in Warringah. Hi, Mary. Thanks for being so patient.
Hi, good morning. I've got an elderly mother that's suffering from itchy skin, very itchy skin. Mm-hmm. I've tried everything, and I'm just wondering, certainly some of the things you told on the radio the other week were Xeracum.
Yes.
Was one of them. I've tried...
Use that, Mary?
Sorry?
Has your mum used that?
Yes, didn't work.
Okay.
Cortic is another one.
Yeah, Cortic, well, that's a steroid. Now,
yep.
Let's just have a very brief look at your mum's skin. So what our parents' generation is doing is essentially suffering the ravages of sun damage that years ago we knew nothing about. So, Mary, the first thing is to encourage your mum to moisturise using something like Avene is fine, but it's a cleansing and a moisturising of the Xeracum. And Joy rang before and mentioned fish oil. It's really important to look at the oily fish components to moisturise our skin internally. But it won't happen overnight. This is a gradual process to build up really strong skin structure in your mum's legs. Particular parts like shins and other things that get really dry and fragile, and forearms, there is a urea cream, 10%, which you can put on first and really make a difference to scale that's causing her a problem. So you might bear that in mind to turbocharge the Xeracum, please, Mary.
All right. Thank you for your call. All the best to your mum. Well, let's take a little break here. More of your calls coming up after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Want to win a trip to Paris? Simply purchase any two L'Oreal Paris products from Chemist Warehouse and enter online.
Well, there's nothing more Australian than eucalyptus, except maybe the new Australian Natives range from Bazisto's. Formulated with a blend of Australian native botanicals and essential oils, the aromatherapy range is a natural way to assist with sleep, with stress, energy and focus every day. Available as an essential oil blend, aroma mist or a roll-on and hand wash, the Bazisto's range starts from just $4.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Discover the wellness properties of Australian native botanicals with Bazisto's. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And we'd like to focus now on aromatherapy. It is, of course, the use of aromatic plant oils, including essential oils, for our psychological and physical well-being, and has been for generations. Bozzisto's is Australia's number one essential oils brand, by the way, and generations of we Aussies have grown up with Bozzisto's essential oils. We know the brand, we know the fabulous little bottles. To tell us more, we're joined by Tegan Abbott. She's the executive director at Bozzisto's. Good morning to you, Tegan.
Good morning. How is everyone?
We're well. Feeling refreshed at this early hour of our week. We want to find out a little bit more about aromatherapy and indeed how it works.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think Australia has some of the most incredible native flora, as you said, in the world, and that can really help benefit our skin, our mood and our well-being. And we found when you combine native botanicals with other essential oils, it really enhances that whole aromatherapy experience.
I couldn't agree more. You know, when I think of aromatherapy, I think of diffusers or I think of an oil burner, but are there other ways that you can use aromatherapy?
Oh, look, I agree. Those diffusers, they're such a popular way to enjoy aromatherapy. However, the aroma mists are great for all those times you just don't have a diffuser around. Simply spray in the air around you and you can enjoy those aromatic benefits of essential oils. In our Bozzisto's native range, we also have roll-ons, which are another way for people to really enjoy essential oils when they're on the go. Formulated so you can apply them directly to your skin, and that size is really great to pop in your handbag. Some of the natives we've got that are perfect for this is they have skin benefits. For instance, Banksia flower in our sleep blend has moisturising and nourishing properties.
Excellent.
Tegan, bearing in mind that the Bozzisto's brand's been around for so long, isn't it amazing that now you go into a property for sale, there's an essential oil burner going. You go into a hospital or a nursing home or even a palliative care place and they run essential oils. Do you think there's a bit of a renaissance now where even though essential oils have been around for about 4,000 years and the Romans used to use them, are we slowly waking up that these are a very safe and but powerful way of getting the mental and emotional effects that we seek so often these days?
Yeah, I think you're right. People are really embracing, I guess, a more natural and holistic way to, you know, enhance their mood and well-being. And so many people have just found the benefits of essential oils. And I think what we've tried to do is really incorporate some of those amazing Australian essential oils or that people might know really well, such as eucalyptus or tea tree, and others that are less common, such as ironbark, to really, you know, create something that's unique. It's Australian, but also, you know, it really works.
Well done. Well, congratulations on the range because it's just superb.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about. Tell us a little bit more about the native range because this is the latest focus, of course.
Yeah, look, it's been really exciting for us and our teams work really hard to develop it. What we're really focused on is also the need states that people have, and you mentioned a few of them earlier, you know, sleep and stress, which are two of such big ones for people out there. You know, every day they're the sorts of things that people are grappling with, as well as we've got some to help you focus and boost your energy as well.
Ooh, fantastic. What kind of plants, Australian native plants, do you guys use in the range?
Well, a couple that we've got Neralina in our sleep blend, and that's known for its relaxing and calming properties. Lemon myrtle, renowned for invigorating the senses, is in our focus and energy. Well, we've also got peppermint eucalyptus in our focus blend. So we've really picked a whole range of ones that we are really excited about and have some wonderful benefits.
And you source them far and wide too across the country, don't you, Tegan?
Yeah, we're pretty focused on at Bozzisto's sourcing quality ingredients. So we have sourced them from all around Australia. We've actually been distilling native eucalyptus for over 165 years. So for us, it was really critical that we get the right ingredients into our products and ones that are just beautiful for people to use.
Gerald had one of the first bottles, didn't you, mate, as a young boy?
Thank you, Ed. Yes, 165 years ago, and I've still got some left.
Yeah, yeah. Just a couple of drops a day. Tegan, nice to speak to you.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for your time, guys. And, yeah, wishing you all a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You.
Look for the Bozzisto's range at pharmacies and our Chemist Warehouse, of course. Big supporters of them. Let's take a little break. More of your calls coming up too. And we'll have a look at what's coming up on House of Wellness TV with Joe Stanley joining us next here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Want to win a trip to Paris? Simply purchase any two L'Oreal Paris products from Chemist Warehouse and enter online.
Well, we've just come off the two shortest days of the year, haven't we, with the winter solstice, and that's set our body clocks all awry. Joe Stanley joins us today, hosting our TV edition of The House of Wellness on Channel 7 from midday. Joe, you're looking at our circadian rhythms today, amongst many other things.
Yes, we are. You know, Ed, I don't know how Western you feel, but we learn on the show today that, in fact, we're doing it wrong. We're doing sleep wrong. we're not supposed to be staying up past the sun going down. Hence, we have trouble with our sleep patterns. You know, we all work and we all keep ourselves busy up until sort of 10, 11 o'clock at night, and that throws us out completely. Mm. So, yeah, it's not very helpful, is it?
Well, sun sets before that. About 6 p.m. at the moment, so I'll take that as a little early mark. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll go to bed exactly with the children.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's true. But, you know, apparently we're supposed to go to bed when the sun goes down, sleep a little bit, and then we do kind of get up in the middle of the night, or we might lie not completely asleep for a while. That's what our bodies are supposed to do. So, anyway, the best advice I got from this particular sleep expert is that if you're not sleeping well, just relax about it. Don't freak out. Don't stress about the fact, I've got to sleep. Just know that you'll sleep at some point.
Yeah, because that just sends you into a panic, doesn't it? Mm. What about digestion, yeah. Joe? You guys are delving into that?
We love gut. I mean, we can't talk enough about gut on the House of Wellness. And so I was lucky enough to go to an exhibition at the Melbourne Museum where you actually walk through the gut and you explore all the different parts of the digestive system and you learn so much about it. My favourite thing is how much your gut speaks to your brain and, in fact, can impact on our mood and even our personalities to a degree. Amazing.
So you walk through a giant gut. I'm a bit worried about the exit door. what can we expect?
I'll leave that for you to explore yourself there.
Kind of sorry I asked, but it's going to be worth checking out. We were just discussing aromatherapy too. You're looking at beautiful essential oils as well today.
Yes, we are looking at essential oils. And, of course, Zoe brings a beautiful recipe for creamy chicken with mushrooms, which is all about the aromas and what the beautiful flavours for winter. I love mushrooms for winter. So that's a great little tip there. This is an interesting story around vaping. Now, I really didn't know much about vaping. I see those people with those strange cylinders. I can't say it. You know, you see them smoking on the street and it's not really a smoke. It's like a vape that comes out of them. So we asked the question, is it as bad as smoking? Not many people know much about it. There's not been a lot of research, but it is helping some people give up smoking. In some instances.
Okay.
And, Joe, we put you to work this week. What are you covering on the show?
We're going to be looking at the link between calcium and vitamin D, which is a very important link, Ed. So we'll have some hints about that as well.
All right. Fantastic stuff. And we're just discussing our gut health and colon health as well. Another very important segment on the present that every 50-year-old receives, Joe.
Yes, you will get it in the mail when you turn 50, and it is the bowel cancer screening test, which you get in the mail. And some people, I can't understand it, they leave it in a drawer and they don't do it. And we meet a woman who did exactly that. And thankfully, though, she did get around to doing it eventually and discovered that she did have bowel cancer.
Okay, so, really simple test to do. Yeah.
Yeah, what a gift that we have. What an incredible country we live in to know that you are going to be safe because of that little present in the mail.
All right, plenty to cover. We'll see you at midday across our screens on Channel 7. Joe, thanks for chatting to us. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thanks,
before
Joe.
We go, we've got that $100 voucher to give away from Chemist Warehouse. Gerald, from one of our lucky callers today.
Thank you, Ed and Sally. Yes, we do. And for those who we couldn't talk to, just email me, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab. Joy, you open up a can of worms about fish oil and evidence. You are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
Fantastic, guys. We'll see you next weekend. Thanks for being with us
Thanks,
on the
Ed.
House
Thanks.
Of Wellness, everyone.
See you, Sal.
Happy Sunday, everyone.